Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Law enforcement personnel continue the search for triple homicide suspect Shane Miller, searching the King Range National Recreation Area and conducting door-to-door searches of residences and cabins in Petrolia, Honeydew, and Shelter Cove. On Monday, detectives learned that a woman from Petrolia was in possession of the Miller family dog, a dachshund named Gigi. The woman told detectives that she was on the beach at the end of Lighthouse Road in Petrolia last Wednesday evening when she came across two hikers who had the dog in their possession and were searching for the owner. The woman offered to take care of the dog. The Sheriff's Office, along with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, is seeking assistance from the public with the identity of the two hikers. The investigation would greatly benefit from knowing where the dog was originally located. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The Eureka Police Department was victorious in a lawsuit. Dan Squire has more.
A visiting judge has ruled in favor of the Eureka Police Department and command staff and officers in a lawsuit filed by Occupy Eureka protesters. Judge Johnson from Sacramento ruled that Eureka officers acted in a professional manner during the confrontation with protesters on three occasions in November of 2011. The lawsuit was filed by Kim Starr alleging violation of her civil rights when officers cleared protesters from blocking sidewalks in front of the county courthouse in Eureka. Chief Merle Harpum, two sergeants, and an officer were named in the suit, and Judge Johnson's latest ruling followed his earlier decision in a separate lawsuit in which he also found Eureka officers had acted properly when dealing with protesters.
The Eureka Police Department held a media relations workshop today at police headquarters in Eureka. The original workshop was scheduled in April, but was postponed due to extenuating circumstances. Chief Merle Harpum, who called for the workshop, wants to foster a better working relationship between the department and local media outlets. Eureka Police Command and supervisory staff were on hand, and the goal is to build a better understanding of how media and police can work together to achieve their particular goals. Deputies from the Mendocino County Marijuana Eradication Team, COMET, arrested five people in Ukiah on Monday in connection with two marijuana grows found in Ukiah. At the first location, deputies confiscated more than 470 growing marijuana plants and 11 pounds of processed bud. They also found processing and packaging materials and arrested Carl LaKern and Bradley Fuke of San Francisco. At the second location, which deputies discovered during their initial investigation, they confiscated another 500 plants from an indoor grow, along with psychedelic mushrooms, diesel generators, and $1,800 in cash. Deputies arrested three more people, Mark Pasidi of San Francisco, and Ukiah residents Leslie Carr and Sarah Kubik. All five suspects were booked into jail on possession, possession for sale, and cultivation charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's help in locating and identifying a suspect who intentionally hit a McKinleyville resident with his truck at the McKinleyville Shell gas station on Central Avenue on Monday. The 20-year-old male victim was standing in line at the gas station to make a purchase when the male suspect behind him in line grew impatient because the line was not moving fast enough. The suspect began yelling obscenities at the victim, at which point the victim decided to leave the station and proceeded to walk across Central Avenue. The suspect then entered his truck, drove out of the gas station, and accelerated at the victim, striking him and knocking him off his feet onto the shoulder of the road. The victim sustained injuries to his elbow, hip, and knee, but when medical personnel arrived, the victim refused treatment. The suspect is a white male in his late 50s, approximately 6 feet tall, 220 pounds, who is balding with some hair on the side of his head. He is driving a dark-colored pickup truck, possibly a Nissan. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.